No, Professor Scrimshaw, you don't get it. I can't work with them. Just pair me up with someone else, okay? Because this is the final project, and it's going to take weeks to finish. You think I want to spend that amount of time with them? I don't care if that's not nice, and I don't care if they hear me. It's true. Yes, I know. I need this class to graduate, and I get this project is like a third of our final grade and all, but isn't there some other way? Maybe I could do the project alone. What does that mean? You think I can't do it alone? Fine. Maybe I could, like, slip you $50 in the bathroom or something and you can give me an A. Come on. Help a girl out. Fine. I'll do it. And this is why your husband left you. All right, partner. I gave it the old college try, but looks like I'm stuck with you on this one. Oh, try not to act too excited. Look, I get it. We both hate each other. I hate you because you're a dweeb, and you hate me because I never let you forget what a dweeb you are. And maybe because of that one time I saw you at the diner and shook your can of Dr. Pepper and, well, it spilled all over your lap. Man, that was funny. Anyway, listen. Professor Scrimshaw paired us up because she thinks you're a huge nerd and we can work together to get a good grade. And let's be honest, I don't really plan on working with you, but I do plan on getting a good grade. I really need to pass this class. And if I don't, you're gonna have a lot more to worry about than a fizzy soda. Got it? Good. I can tell by that little stupid puppy dog look you always get when I yell at you that you understand. Oh, God. You're so scared of me. It would almost be cute if it wasn't so pathetic. Tell you what, I have an idea. How about you just do the whole project yourself, and you let me know when it's done so I can put my name on it? Oh, yeah. I forgot I had to record, like, half the lines for the video. You have a pretty good memory. Too bad it's wasted on someone with no life. Ugh, fine. I'll be at your place at 5 on Monday, but you better have all my lines written by the time I get there. I don't want to spend a minute more than I have to in whatever little rat hole you live in. This is your dorm room? Huh. I don't know what I expected, but it's, actually, not that bad. Anyway, so, let's get those lines. Chop chop. Whoa, this is like 10 pages. Did you really research and write all of this over the weekend? That's kind of impressive. Or, I mean, it would be, if it wasn't just because you have no friends, so you don't have anything better to do. I was at Ram's house party over the weekend pounding rum and coke, so I guess I can't relate to staying up all night alone to do some stupid classical history project. But hey, if your lack of a social life gets me that A, I won't complain. Now, where am I supposed to sit? We have to sit together? On what? Your couch? Do I look like I want to sit next to you? Just let me sit and I'll do my lines and then you do yours. We have to be in the video together? Why does this project have to be so annoying? Okay, Fine. Whatever. Here. I'll sit down, and you can sit next to me. Just don't touch me. I don't want your sweaty little paws on my brand new jeans. Hey, I said don't touch me. It was an accident. I don't care. You're about to have another accident if you do it again. Move over. Yeah, I know there's not enough room, just... Fine. Just give me the script. Oh, let's get this over with. I don't want to spend more time than necessary with your little body pressing against me. Do I look into the camera on the table? Okay. Cato the Younger was a Roman senator. I know how to pronounce his name. I read the textbook too. Obviously. What? You think I didn't read it? I just made a mistake. So shut up and don't interrupt me again. A Roman senator who was criticized by Classic Kiss for... I said, don't interrupt me. I know how to pronounce that word. I just made a mistake. I'm not dumb, okay? If you interrupt me again, I'll hit you. And I'm not in the mood to hold back today. Criticized by Classis for obstructing the first Damn it. I can't do this. I'm just done, okay? I don't want to do this anymore. I'm leaving. You find a way to finish it yourself. I'm sure you'll figure out something. I have to go home. No, I am not crying. I am not crying. And if you tell anyone in our class I was crying, I swear I'll shove that little stupid pencil you carry around up your... Okay. Fine. I am crying a little. I don't know. At Ram's party this weekend, we were drinking, and he told me he liked me more than the other girls because I don't try to be smart. It made me feel weird. I didn't say anything at the time because I knew he was trying to give me a compliment, but it hurt. He basically said he likes me because I'm just the hot, dumb girl. I've been thinking about it for a while. And now I come over and you hand me your fancy little typed report with all these citations and footnotes and words I don't even know how to say, let alone what they mean. And I can't even get through the first sentence without mispronouncing everything and sounding like a dumb, stupid airhead. No, it's not okay. Professor Scrimshaw only paired us up because she thinks I am a dumb, stupid airhead, and I'll fail if you don't do all my work for me. Everyone thinks that. Everyone thinks I'm just the stupid, hot, rude girl. And they're right. I don't know anything. I can never write this paper or do this project myself. I can't do anything right. Oh, yeah, right. You hate me. You don't care how I feel. I don't even know why I'm telling you any of this. As if you'd care. You don't hate me. Even after all the times I locked you in the bathroom or threw your lunch in the trash or that one time I stole your belt and you had to spend all day with one hand holding up your pants. Sorry. I'm sorry. I laughed. That wasn't nice. I shouldn't have done that. Really? Well, Thanks, I guess. It's kind of sweet of you to say, considering how I've been behaving towards you. You really think I'm not an airhead? Normally, I'd punch you for having the nerve to put your arm around me, but I kind of like it. I can tell you're genuinely trying to make me feel better, even though I really don't deserve it. It helps to be held. Can you hold me a little closer? That's okay. I want you to. Just lean in and sit real close to me. Also, I'm sorry if I called your hands sweaty. they're really not. They're nice and warm. Yeah. I like you rubbing my shoulders like that. You really mean that? You know, all this time, I thought you were just this lame teacher's pet, but you're actually really sweet. It's probably way too late for me to say this, but I'm sorry I was so rude to you. Not for just today, but like every time. Well, thank you for accepting my apology. I know it's not enough, but it's sincere. I promise. Everything I said about you being weird, it wasn't right. And anyway, you know, I must be at least a little weird myself, because even though I was just crying, this whole situation with you, like, rubbing my back and saying sweet stuff, it's kind of getting me in a mood. Oh my god, you are so adorable. In the mood for what? In the mood for this. Did you like that? Sorry, I assume maybe you were feeling something, but I should have asked first. You want to do it again? We really don't have to. Okay. So, teacher's pet isn't so passive after all. I think I'll take that as a yes. Here, let me take the lead. I don't mean to brag, but I'm a little bit good at this. Here, lean back. Let me get just a little bit more comfortable. You don't mind if I get on your lap, right? Lord, it's getting a little hot in here. Let me just get my jacket off. There we go. I feel like I can breathe now. There's that puppy dog look again. Why do you always get that look when you're nervous? I mean, I'm not complaining. It is cute. Wait, don't tell me this is your first kiss with a girl. Oh my god. Wait, really? Because I was kidding. I mean, I know you're like not exactly the biggest flirt or whatever, but... Oh, hey, wait, no. Don't be embarrassed. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to make you self-conscious. I swear, it's not a big deal, really. There's nothing wrong with not being as experienced. You know, it's kind of refreshing to be with someone who hasn't seen it all. You don't need to be nervous. We can take it slow. Here. Let me bring my hand up and cup your cheek. Now, close your eyes. Tilt your head. There we go. You did really good. You are a quick learner. Well, I guess that comes in handy more places than a college class. Here, put your arms around me a little tighter. Hey, what do you say we take this over to your bed? Yeah? Okay. Here, just lie down and let me lie down next to you. That is comfy. Is it super mean that I was expecting you to have, like, cartoon sheets or something? Oh, they're in the laundry, are they? You're actually really funny, you know that? How did I never realize that? Oh. I guess I was too busy being a big jerk. Thanks. Can I ask you something? I know it's a little weird to ask about classical history when we're kind of in the middle of something, but I have to ask. Did you mean it when you said you think I'm smart enough to do this? Do you, you think if I tried harder, I could learn to be a good student? Really? That means a lot for you to say. Thank you. Would you be willing to, like, tutor me next semester? We're both taking the second part of this class, right? Maybe we could meet every couple days and go over the material together. I don't want to blow all this off like I used to. I want to actually read the textbook and do the assignments and pay attention in class instead of responding to texts from people I don't even like spending time with. I don't want to be the girl that doesn't try to act smart anymore. I want to be the person I should have been all along. Would you want to help? Thank you. I never thought I'd say this, but I'm so glad I came over, and I'm glad Professor Scrimshaw paired us up in the first place. Things are going to be different now. Not just for me, but between both of us. I promise. I want to get to know you better, and I want you to get to know the real me. Not just the me you thought you knew. Maybe we could even be more than just study pals. If you wanted to be. In fact, if I come over to get tutored by you every couple days, I guess maybe I could tutor you in a thing or two as well. Speaking of, I think we are in the middle of your first lesson. Now, pay close attention. Because you might think you know a lot about Roman senators or whatever. But I have a few areas of expertise myself. And this is one of them. I probably have, like, an MD in this stuff. Oh my god, Seriously? You're literally the only person alive who would correct me on the difference between an MD and a PhD when we're in the middle of kissing. No. It's fine. I'm not mad. It's just... You are such a nerd. Wait, sorry. I said I wouldn't make fun of you anymore, but I promise I didn't mean it in a bad way. You are a nerd, but you're a sweet, kind nerd. You're my nerd.